Blog Talk Radio.
Frodo here and Frodo there with my co-host for today. He's always my co-host. He deals with you guys more as John.
Yeah.
So, today, it's Monday. Monday is the show last week, you know, with some stuff to do. We got to do, but we're back now. That's all that matters.
Can you hear me, y'all? Oh, yeah, you want me to check it?
No, it's weird. One of our weekly guests. She's going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. We're going to be talking about things to do better for spring and season. So we're going to go through a series of, things that I can do to avoid that thing. But first of all, actually to treat, cure, or diagnose any cancer, put that aside. Also, if you are suffering from allergies like asthma, the doctor for allergy, I believe. What do you call them? Can help you. So, yeah. So, what do you think?
That's good. And a few things, So
we can talk about that later on a segment.
Allergies, and let's find out if there's ways to avoid them. Also, share that. Maybe reminders, especially because it's almost springtime, and then, there's spring cleaning, or more pollen in the air. If you're allergic to pollen, to dust,
Different types of pollen. There's trees pollen, there's
pollen. How do you differentiate the grass pollen and tree pollen? They're all the same pollen. It's different. Flowers have different pollen, right?
Well, they have, if you're allergic.
They have their makeup to make roses or to make daisies. Yeah?
So when you go to the doctor, they have to find out why,
Yeah.
So they can, better help you.
Right. And one year. And there's all kinds of allergies. People are also allergic to mold or to then you really have to, try to work
on
something.
Or your wife.
That was hard.
Because I know some people will be they love dogs.
Dander.
Really?
Because it's the dander
that
they're usually. It's really expensive.
So, dogs that are dander
white,
free.
Little white dog.
No, I think it would be hairy dog.
I don't know. Technically, but the dog with fur, I think it's white. I think how Rottweilers are usually specific breed that's dander for dogs. I think it's white. That we know or used to know. They were allergic. They got a dog.
What about?
Try to avoid for them. Avoid them.
I'm allergic to.
Not allergic to them. Maybe with that your reflexes.
Yeah. We want to go through them. Begin in about 7:30 is where Aubrey comes in, you know, immunity and all that stuff. But number six, something. I don't know what it is. ACAAI. They do find allergist. Allergist.
Yeah, because, I mean, people are allergic to peanuts.
Anyway, so it's a common thing. I mean, it's like my daughter was like allergic to soy when she was going. So spring cleaning that can spruce up your nasal. Cobwebs. You know, they get the during the winter time they gather. It's like around the, you know,
spruce up your nasal passages. The way they put it together, I thought that meant like clean your nasal passages. You say cobwebs, like
if,
you know.
Yeah, your cobwebs in your nasal. Yeah.
So I guess spruce up your place would help
clean out. You know, getting all the dust. It's because
that's
of
boosting up your place.
Well, in winter time, you're all closed in, so you want to get the fresh air to get in.
I mean, like if you live in a chilly place, maybe wearing a hat might help while you you know, like, because sometimes, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to clean, and then it's, like, 50 degrees, and now you
don't, okay, it's still cold outside, I don't know where you at, but where we at is about 35, 36 degrees. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time to clean your house.
Yeah.
Know, like 40, 45 degrees. So, but that's how you get rid of mold build up in the bathroom, in basement. So you got to, you know, open up your basement. That has a major, they said, because your pets have spent a lot of time indoors over the probably collected, you know, a lot of that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Take them outside.
Time to take off those couch cushions if you haven't taken them off in a while.
Right.
Sweep them. Yeah. Dust the piano.
Vacuuming.
Well, our so this is what we did. Our dog, we have a husky, so it sheds a lot. So we have a blanket in there. We have another dog. She likes to get up on the couch. And what we did is we put a rug, those rugs that has a no slip rug, we'll put that and then a blanket on top. So that's acting on them.
Right.
And so that, like, you know, like, their smell doesn't go down into because that's like we're like acting almost, you know, so just want to share that, like, that's an idea you guys could do, like, you know, our blankets, a little bit like what they feel is their best. Like our eliminator, which is like a SOS found on Shapali.com, that will take away the odor naturally. I think it uses and now you're talking about furniture. you're talking about, like, you want to disinfect, we have a disinfectant too. Like, say, your dog was on the floor, you definitely want to get a disinfectant. EPA's required criteria for use against COVID too. And you know that product's been around for probably 15 years. So, you know, that we work with wouldn't be selling it. That's a disinfectant, but say you don't want something harsh. We also have one. It's like, you know, it's like all of it. Clear.
So, moving on. Moving along. I've heard that with cleaning air in your home is not, take note, it's not with an ionic air filter.
Maybe not to, like, filter the air. Like, don't use an ionic filter, the power one. The reason why we use it is, like, because we have dogs, and it takes the smell out of the air. Like, stuff like that, like, you don't remove it, it's really hard to clean. So maybe...
Right.
In regards to allergies, but if you cook and burn food, you know,
right,
and you want to get the smell out,
uh-huh.
I found that the ion
because ionization changes the charge on a particle of or dust in it comes into contact with. So ion will or surface. So there isn't enough airflow effective. Ionic filters don't provide much benefit. So, yeah. So there's also a health risk when it comes to the ozone they produce. The best way, yeah, that's what they said.
The best way
is what the clean air delivery rate is, because CADR. So for those with the central air, with MERV, M-E-R-V, the MERV rating, 11 or 12. And it would range. I mean, you can get, like, from Macy, Bath & Beyond, $100 to over $1,000
wow.
HEPA a filter.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean,
it will take you to the website. There's a special code that tracks website to give us credit and to give our customers credit for cashback.
Yeah, so HEPA filter, you know, you may with 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
MERV, M-E-R-V, that's how they the filter. So, you know what I did actually? That's like,
share your idea. Tell them what you did.
Well, the fan?
Yeah.
Okay, the box fan. All right. So we have a box fan, but we also have, like, a filter laying around.
Yeah.
So what I did was I converted the box fan into a filter.
Yeah.
So I put a filter right in front of the, you know, the box fan.
Right.
Where it pushes. You can't. Okay. This.
Yeah.
You know, because it's reason being is because it pushes through and allergens get caught up in those filter.
Right.
You know, compared to putting them in back. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
And I just noticed too, you mentioned that the HEPA filters are on the website shopify.com. If you don't have a lot of money and you want to do what Frodo here is saying, you get a box fan. Our website, you have to put in, and if you want to just, you don't want to leave your house, you know, or you want the convenience of it delivered,
right.
You want to take it to the store, you can order it from our service.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about. You attach,
you want to make sure the air flows through the filter.
Yeah, so see, we're showing
you. Yeah, so if you have a box laying on your house, filter right laying around your house.
Right.
You want to save money?
What
do
I
that.
Have to do with the box, but they have the thermal fan.
see, what's a good thing about a box fan is you don't really have to cut off the, you know, maybe half an inch.
Yeah.
You know,
and that would
bigger,
be a,
and that would be perfect for that.
That's filled with
radiant for your
yeah.
furnace.
Right.
But if you have a like a round fan, then you're gonna have
because you don't want air going around it.
Right. Because it,
okay.
it's the idea okay. is you have you want air sucked back
yeah.
right around the filter. So
yeah.
that's one of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea that you have lots of.
Yeah. Move and you know if you're suffering from allergy or anything like that, it's the air that you're breathing. So you don't want to go out there and start smelling that air. Ah, because again, this comes and many things, allergens and danders.
Early,
you
should open the window. If you have allergies, don't open the window because it will let the pollen in.
Right, and then after you clean up, and then you close your door and window,
okay.
so you don't let the other pollen. A week of the summer, that's when I mean, all the pollen this will be like 100%, you know, outside.
If they want to
close the window,
they want to open their window, maybe they could put the box fan in it with the HEPA filter.
That would work.
I'm just trying to
give
you ideas.
So if you
like, I want the fresh air,
yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, especially if you're allergic to. Will be showing you how to boost your immune system,
right.
which might be able to help you to be able to go outside.
So, the
pollen.
Of pollen. We're talking about pollens right now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people think, you know, sneezing, coughing, or you
know, it's the pollen. Right, especially
yeah.
with this COVID going on. Sometimes
yeah.
people are like, I don't know if I should cough because people might get the wrong idea.
Some people would say that, you know, they have allergies and they may not realize symptoms that they have. Absolutely, you know,
really?
Yeah. So that's why the studies have shown that nearly 2/3 of those with asthma have allergies. So smoke, you know, sometimes it triggers.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, like,
right.
to me, like, being out there with if I have asthma, I have bronchitis or something,
yeah.
but it's not an asthma.
To be allergic to pine.
So, the spring will be particularly difficult for those people, and especially if you can't get rid of cough and get like asthma related to our allergies, and you should see the doctor when you time to see the doctor. And those are the things to do. Number two is trust doctor rule. They mean by that is instead of the doctor first and then you try to remedy the asthma on your own. Without research, you know?
It's not like you can get an inhaler without a prescription.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
but it say don't trust Dr. Google, but, you know, then, get research.
Yeah.
Research on, if it's, like I said, if it's really to the point that you can breathe, there's change, your lungs, you know, it's like inflamed, and you feel like you're passing out, or not. And it sucks to be you.
Well, if you can manage to be oxygenated, then you probably go to
urgent care. If you can't breathe, and you're like, you know, black and blue, your face is turning blue.
But it was hard. you know, like
right.
you learn. There's actually, speaking of mathematics, there's some
yeah.
I had to learn those a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, times like,
mm-hmm.
but the thing is, when you breathe in 10 times, you breathe in a little at a time. And then you exhale 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
Not like inhale, exhale. With 10 inhale before you exhale. And then you exhale for like 10 times. Yeah.
No, there's
it
some,
works.
That will I mean, help you be able to breathe easier.
Yeah.
You know, raising your arms, something like that, control your breathing,
mm-hmm.
you know, different positions when you're breathing. And,
Right. People think, like, when someone has an asthma attack, the reason why is because the hot liquid or it opens passage. Say that you're coffee sensitive. Are you stuck? No. Just drink tea, eat water, and that's what I learned from Dr. Google and what I've tried.
Right, yeah.
Right? And it opens. So right here is the shoulder blade. I don't know if y'all can see. How it brings up the mucus. It used to work for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it works. And guess what?
Guess what?
When COVID first came around, March, the hospital were telling people, I'm going to massage, the nurse was massaging. Go, but a lot of people like they think, how can that possibly help? Freer,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right? And also, so. It's because of your lungs, is right there,
mm-hmm.
yes, right? Like, tap,
yeah,
you know, tap their backs, so just kind of
mm-hmm.
put a little pressure into it,
huh.
and the thing that
I didn't know, happy, but
no,
it feels
tapping,
good.
It's like, I think they, you know,
well,
they
maybe they have
this.
To have a cup. And then the shoulder blade.
Right here.
Yeah.
On the,
right on
not
the,
on the shoulder blade, it's right on the back.
Not here. On the thing. Shoulder blades. I don't know if this is the shoulder blade. No?
What's shoulder blade just straight.
Oh.
Your back.
Your upper back, not your spine.
Right,
your
the
upper back. Almost like your shoulder. That part, the part where
yep.
you can put your palm on, and that was the whole thing.
The steam is like when you have some, remember back in the day when
like
they had that flu?
Whooping.
You know, boiling hot water, and they, you know, put the blanket on top of them, something like that. Mucus.
Right.
That, so.
Because, yeah, definitely. And also, if you can share anything with you, you might not be able to remove yourself from those things. Like, for example, maybe your neighbor smokes in your apartment, or maybe that's cooked out and it triggers you, or fireworks, whatever. You know, we're trying to share this with you. But you might have allergies to, like, smoke, whether it's smoke or, you know, fire smoke, like with the fire that people cook,
right,
you
yeah.
know, or on charcoal, you know, people might, you know.
Smokes,
yeah.
And, you know, B.O.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that one, but maybe. allergies,
certain
like
smell.
Where you just feel like you're going to cry for no reason, and you're like, I'm not sick, but because the person walked by you, like, that's a few months.
Like that, too, but it wasn't like because I have an allergy. Man. It just stinks. But, you know, that is perfume cologne, 1920 or something. They put it on, it smells like death, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it makes you want to cry when you smell it. Avon, you know, from the 1950s. Those
yeah.
Are,
but I heard that those things, the oil based, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm
like
just saying, I'm not putting
oil.
In anything like that. I've seen like old cologne, Avon cologne,
yeah.
Or something like that, and it had some little bit of
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to sip it. Oh my goodness, man! Oh my nose.
Wow. Yeah, different things that you can have allergies to. Trying out products. We're just showing you what you can get from our website, from our exclusive. We also have like kind of stuff we have, like you know, drugstores on our
Like that.
So like if they're like, hey, I it's not in my budget to get your stuff.
Exactly. So I want to wrap on what we talked about. Number six was sprinkling dander and mold and you know, old
You know, this is what I do with when I have allergies to health. But I clean my face. Like, I don't have to necessarily use. And I blow my nose to my hands while I have water on my hands. And then I do this in my. Is on their filter, which is the nose hair.
Uh-huh.
So when you that's what usually I do when I have allergies. And sometimes, like when it's really bad, I do that. I I control my breathing, you know.
Yeah.
And it really helps because, like sometimes I'm going to get allergies, you know.
Yeah.
So those are like what I usually do, like clean my wash my
yeah.
Blowing it like with nothing on there. It's usually water to clean those hairs.
Anyway, so that's number six, sprinkling, five is clean the air, you know, get a HEPA filter. Number four is, you know, wait, don't smelling the air if you have allergies and all that. So make sure you're really cautious so it doesn't flare up. Pollen, you know, maybe it doesn't have asthma rather than, you know, allergy. So consult with your doctors and all that. And second to the last would be don't trust Dr. But again, I agree that it's not always the case. You can do your research, do your due diligence on out of this. So, but probably just consult, do your research and then consult your doctor. How about that? You know, and talking about that when our guest comes in. And this is about boosting your immunity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, boost, it's not like in a spring, like winter boosts your immunity.
Right, it's important.
You know,
to
it's
important. So you don't get the flu.
Right. Because it'll take some time. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have a low immunity, it will take you about 30 days to like 60 days to boost the immunity to come, you know, to like maybe like eating healthy, exercise. You know.
Yeah.
So, What's up?
I just got a text message.
Oh, okay. The text. Michelle, text for Michelle.
From someone I haven't heard from in a long time.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll see if I can call them later or text them.
That's nice. Your immune system can take a while. It's not, you know, you're going to take days and you expect to recover to go to strength the next day. It doesn't work that way.
Well, you should boost your immune system all the time. To help my immune system.
What
it's
is it?
It's an Isotonics OPC3.
Okay.
So, years ago, more than a decade ago, we used to live around a lot of pine trees and, like, oh, and then I was so, like, hard to breathe. It would be so hard to breathe, right?
Right.
But then I found that I found out that allergies are triggered from an inflammation in your immune system, right? So, so it was just like I found that out, and then OPC3 is a natural anti-inflammatory. I would still take, like, if I was on it, I had to take it 4 times a day, like one cap 4 times a day.
What's it?
Which I'm not allergic to pine trees, but it has. I'm not allergic to the product. Pine bark extract, vitamin C, and it has bilberry in there too. And now, if I took that for a couple of days, what I was talking about, and I kept on that product, I could take one a day. But if I stopped taking that product during the, like, all these
things,
or you know, to immune, bringing my immune system to, it's better to maintain your immune system. Because otherwise, you're going to have to up your stuff. Yeah. So,
yeah, so that's
a have an experience with maybe share with I don't know if you do. I don't remember you having. You're like, why are you up it? That's what you say.
I've been sick, too.
Well, no. Yeah.
Maybe it's like,
yeah, which is another thing. If you're breastfed,
I was breastfed until I was 15 years old. Kidding, joke. But yeah, breastfeeding versus bottle feeding, right? When you're breastfed, you get all the nutrients from your mother.
Yes, and yeah.
Were you breastfed?
No.
Breastfed? No.
No, and I have a lot of allergies. You know, allergic and pee. Like, we had a house we lived in that had a lot of, like, mice in there.
Yeah.
This was before.
Did they pee around the house?
I used Dr. Google. I would find mice dropping around the house.
Okay.
And I would be like, why are you always sick? And I'm like, I'm not sick. It's allergies. And I Dr. Googled it. Allergies were gone once we got a cat.
Oh, really? Yeah.
The cat was the only thing that really mice, like, all that kind of stuff. And the mouse would actually, like, come out and look straight at you. Like,
right over here.
And it was so bad.
And you can't do nothing about it. That's what the mice saying, right?
You should really be checking, like, for mice dropping, maybe. Especially for the older house, you might want to, like, get that thing vacuumed out.
Well, mice is like, you have twice in the house. We have three cats. We have dogs, and we have Tumpa.
Yeah.
Which,
here. Like, I don't think I've seen any mice here. Yeah, we have three cats.
Right. Oh, yeah. They can. the cat stays upstairs and the dog stays downstairs. Yeah. Anything moves. So, anyways, that's the immune system. You can get those OPC3. ORAC. Those are the things.
Right.
Those are the things can boost the immune system. Of course, exercise. You know, supplements. You can get them. Make sure you get them on an iconic form. Iconic. Readily available for in your body when you take them. So they are like vitamins, right here in the body, but if you are you can be able to see that this is where it is. I'm gonna put a
the water up to there, and it goes into isotonic. Isotonic means that it's absorbed right away in your body and finds the. So just like when you have an IV, like at the hospital or whatever.
A pitcher
of cut up oranges. It applies like maybe like $15 or something like that.
Wow.
So, and that's a 30 like the OPC.
Right.
Yeah. So I think our guest is delayed. Our guest seems to be delayed. But I'm really enjoying our conversation.
Google.
We don't want you to be like, you know, maybe have this, maybe have that. But, you know, you can keep things up. Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, I mean, if you're not able to exercise, if you have not exercised in a while, you know, take it little by little. Get the vitamin D from the sun. Well, that's fun, yeah. If you can't get the vitamin D from the sun,
go for your walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you obviously you have to breathe. I just rest to tell the pollen. I could wear a mask. I'm not encouraging running with a mask, though. I would recommend cleaning your nose with water. Those nose hairs, those. It's called the hair. It's actually there for a filter.
I've been plucking my nose hair for a while now, and it's still still there. It's just there's so many of them. I mean, there's got to be millions of them in there. And I catch them, like, oh, there it is, pluck them. You hurt. Come right, you know, the next day they're there.
Yeah, and what is
I'm getting like, what I don't have my nose. I mean, I want some, but not like,
you need
literally,
to
like, feel like, you know, cotton balls or something. I can't hear my ears too. I don't know why. You can't filter anything out of that. There's like hair right over here.
I don't know. And
hair where I don't want them. I mean, where I want them. It's like my hair. Like, look at this. I'm getting thin up there. So.
Yeah. And also the vitamin C is that. Like over copper, Benadryl or whatever, like within 20.
Like those
Usually within 20, I get irritable and tired.
Wow.
And I'm like, people take that like Claritin and all that kind of stuff. Because
in yes, like allergic side effects, like side effects. You know, stomach upset.
Dizziness.
Yeah.
When you have sometimes, like when your nose is like, you know, dizzy, you need to vapor rub. It's like Filipinos are famous. In the Philippines, when I used to feel like car sick, they had this there,
mm-hmm.
and I would feel better. Hmm. There's all kinds of natural things.
Like,
yeah. It was like the Philippines. I've never seen anything in America.
Did they have like Chinese writings on them?
No.
No?
It was like this. It was like lips.
Right, like Dr. B's or whatever?
Yeah, like that's in that. So if you feel like a lot of sinus things going on, you know, you could take the OPC3, you can take the vitamin C. Allergies and asthma are triggered from inflammation of the immune system. So, yeah, I'm really liking our conversation.
So, things to avoid, things to... Five things, six things to feel spring energy season. It's spring. It's just right around the corner.
Yeah.
And learn how to.
Yes. Sometimes like I'll wear a band or something if I'm gonna. But now you know those commonly found in the store. Now you don't even have to use a bandana.
Right. And the five is. Like, you know, clean the air using by HEPA filter.
With a HEPA filter. And rather than photo here.
Like, you take that.
Redneck.
Filipino way. It's not redneck. It's Filipino way.
I was
cautious when you go out there and they just don't smell the air because it might have.
Yeah. Yeah, especially your tree.
So, meaning like you want to, you know, if you've been suffering for a while, you know, to have that for asthma, than allergy.
Right, and if
it's
you
a different
have
because of different treatment.
Yeah, but the thing is, asthma, you have steroid because steroids weaken your immune system, which you know, likely to get other things. But we want you guys to know, if you have asthma, of course we don't want you to have a hard time breathing. There's breathing exercises. No, it's like their child even took OPC3 because, like, their child had asthma, so that would breathe and turn blue. And they'd have to blow on them and try to get them, like, focused. And he started taking an OPC3 and rarely, he has those things anymore. It's not here, so like if you stop taking it, we can't guarantee that it won't come back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so definitely make sure that see if there's one without steroids, you know. On our website, shapali.com, and say to your doctor, why do you need that? You know, there's doctors that do that.
Yeah.
But so, if you have asthma, exercises,
right.
You know, and see if they help you.
Exactly. And you know, if you're suffering, there's a lot of people when they get allergy attack. You know, but they over medication, basically just give you, you know, what is that, like maybe 24 hours relief. Sort of thing. What you ought to be doing is to, you know, boosting up your immune system. It's just for everything else.
Yeah.
Flu, COVID. COVID.
Yeah.
You know, anything that you get sick, you know, the community is the God-given, you know,
yeah.
ability for us to heal ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
or to healthy and better yourself.
I'm like, you know, like, tell me what person doctor that you know, trained
not
us. Not Dr. Google. This was actual. That, you know, was telling us a lot of times people don't realize that allergies and asthma is triggered from inflammation. And so you're just sharing the information with the doctor. You know,
strange.
Yeah.
Not Dr. Evil.
Even though you might not like COVID, I mean, to have a really hard time breathing, but I didn't want to go to. So, yeah. What else do you have for our listeners?
Allergy now. I'm allergic to my wife. I feel so much better. They say in that wrong hole. Where's how many holes in there?
Right?
Well, there's the other hole. You don't want to talk about.
That's a good point. Not all up with it.
Right. You can't see it.
It just feels like you know, on one side, but that's not like a closed hole.
No, it's not even a hole. That's what I talked about. I hope you guys, you know, learn something. And if we miss anything, I mean, Google probably fill it up. No, I was kidding. So, the doctor and to the, you know, especially the allergist.
Yeah. Allergic to, you know, like, because the thing sometimes when you know that you're allergic to certain things, you know, like, you know, to avoid, or like you're prepared, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna go buy pine tree sample, and you find out you're allergic to pine, you don't want to get a real tree, right?
Get rid of the house.
Like
a small plant?
Christmas tree.
Oh,
or like,
okay,
you know,
right, yeah.
You know, well, you wouldn't. If you know you're allergic to pine, now you should be a pine tree.
The thing is, you don't know, it's brand new, right? Like,
yeah.
Like Christmas tree, for
yeah.
example. You know, they're fresh,
yeah.
right? So, but the needles and also the thing, and the, you know, and the first layer.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like during the like the fall season. That's what they. Be allergic to that.
Yeah.
You know they didn't find out until like.
They
you
got
know,
it home.
They got it. And rid of the tree. You know, it's like when you shake the tree, that the Christmas tree,
yeah.
like the. Everyone, and you know, they dry up. Dried up, they their leaves fall off.
Yeah, leaves also known as needles. Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, so.
Just don't get a tree.
If you see a lot of mice turds in your house and you like think you're always sick, you're
get a
that,
cat.
You might get a cat. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
or
and
mouse trap.
You know what else?
What else?
A lot of people. Category, and hamsters are also, and I don't know about that, and then when it went fishing, whatever, I don't remember, and, you know, it was, and we got
hamsters. Oh, the cat.
Yeah.
No, we only had one cat then.
Yeah, yeah. At that time. Problem, you know, but if you're alert, you know, you have, you don't want a cat, then obviously
you have like Jerry the mouse in your house. Dogs and a cat.
Dog is hard work, though, I will say. Like, you just leave the food out.
Those are the things. So if you really want to enjoy spring and summer, you know, get those. Like, oh my goodness, I can't, you know, open my eyes. This is
And obviously, how natural anti-inflammatory.
Right.
Yeah.
So get those.
Yeah.
What's precautions?
You know, like, you know, you're allergic.
If you're allergic, just don't go to Egypt. Don't go to Middle East because there's a lot of dust over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I think that's true. Dust sandstorm.
No, sandstorm's true. Probably, you know, imagine going like 100 miles per hour.
Well, yeah, but I'm
it's
talking
like
about
blind.
Your eyes.
You're probably blind.
Goggles.
Be blinded with that.
Yeah.
So if you're allergic to the cat, don't get a cat. Get a cat. Get
yeah.
If you're allergic to dog, don't get a dog.
Yeah. You can avoid it.
Well, what?
Get a dog that has no dander. Because usually when people are allergic to dogs,
right inside, like the
yeah.
You know, not just the fur, but they're also for
exactly
dogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And then so they do have dogs.
Okay. What if you're allergic to flowers, but you like smelling them?
I don't know if you like. You like
what about tulips?
Them.
What about tulips?
I don't know.
What do those smells like?
Yeah. And if you're allergic to perfume or cologne, I don't wear it.
All right,
you know.
Try it out. Boost up your immune system and then try some of those things. But that's what you Frodo, Frodo the Centrist, Frodo the Traitor. And Frodo the Scorer, Frodo the Inchman. And my co-host Lady D, with her black hand. You know, again, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on YouTube. Brian, on YouTube. Brian, on Facebook. In fact, we have one viewer on
nice.
Facebook.